Jay says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer," with Jenna from Bud Distributing.
It's quite literally the Weekend Mixer because, you know, once 5 o'clock rolls around on a Friday, I think it's the weekend, and you are mixing drinks over there.
I am, so I know how you are with your margaritas and your mixed drinks and all that fun stuff, and I got to thinking today when I was deciding what I was going to bring in to feature for you and your guests. We carry an amazing line of mixers that are non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
Then you add your favorite liquor to it.
Right.
You can cook with them. You can make children's mocktails, we call them, with
them.
Cakes, cookies, you know, if they call for like key lime, you know, they've got that kind of stuff. And
I had no idea you guys did mixers.
Yeah. So I love this. It's one of the most highly rated mixers in the nation right now. They're out of Florida.
Okay.
Clearly by the name. It's called Taste of Florida. Real juice mixers. So
got it.
A lot of these mixers you see out there are pure like corn syrup, not even real fruit at all in them. They just use an imitation. These all have real fruit juice. Some of them all the way up to 93% real fruit juice.
Okay, that's good.
But they still have a great flavor where you're not going to be like, oh, great, it's going to be real organic or real natural tasting and not what my favorite drink tastes like.
The first thing that we're going to try right now are Bloody Mary mixers.
Yeah.
I do love vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was my college go-to.
Yep.
However, I have never had a Bloody Mary in my life.
You're in for a surprise. So either you love them or you hate them.
Yeah. See, my thing is I'm all about smell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the smell, like immediately the one that we just about to try.
Yep.
It's just like, oh, Jenna.
Tomato. Very tomato-y.
Yes, I relate it to, yes, people drinking them because they're hungover in the morning, or two, my dad drinks them on like the weekends when he starts his morning. And I'm just like, oh.
Like the golf course. Like,
yeah.
Go,
watching him make his, oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know, people either love spice or they hate spice.
I love spice.
I do too. So the first one we're going to have is medium. A lot of flavor. A lot of pepper flavor.
All right.
I brought little shooters in today for us to actually get a real picture.
And ice. And then the mixer.
You're in the mixer. That's all you need. So most people are like, oh no, you need to add all the stuff to it. You will not need to add stuff to these mixers. They're fantastically seasoned.
It smells like food. Mm-hmm. I'm going in for the kill. Oh God. It's so weird.
It's like not what you're used to.
I just can't envision drinking an entire glass of this. It's really good.
Right. But,
I can't get past the texture.
So it's almost kind of like soup or like...
You're drinking cold soup. I feel like this is something that my dad would love. And I feel like if you were a Bloody Mary drinker, you would love it. It's full of flavor. You can tell it tastes like you put a lot into this, even though it was just the one mixer with vodka. And so for me, I have a weird texture thing. Like, I don't want thick, cold substance in my mouth.
So you're not like a gazpacho.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
You're not like a gazpacho person that likes like cold soups. Like, those are a thing.
No.
So this is spicy. I love this one.
So we just tried
Taste of Florida.
Taste of Florida. This is the
That's
Bloody
cool.
Mary.
Hot. Spicy.
Spicy.
Mm-hmm. And this definitely has like cayenne pepper. And
this
like,
one has a little bit more spices in it. Mm-hmm. Like, literally looking into it, there's just some more green.
That one definitely looks spicier.
Yeah. Tomato puree, vegetable blend, which is carrot, celery, water, vinegar.
So it's healthy.
Beet, parsley, salt, lettuce, watercress, spinach, a little bit of vinegar, a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, garlic powder, a little bit of sugar, some spices.
It's like, no, that's why you don't have a hangover after you drink it.
We've got Frank's.
It's a healthy drink.
Frank's Red Hot.
Oh my gosh, Jenna. That one's spicier. It kind of has like a celery salt taste
to it,
right?
There's
at first.
There's definitely celery salt in this. And celery salt in both of them.
But for someone who does like to drink Bloody Marys, just vodka in the mixer, good.
That could work, yeah. Absolutely.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like I don't need celery in it.
Already pre-made for you. All you have to do is pick up the vodka.
Easy.
So as we began, if you either love Bloody Marys or you hate them, we have two people in the studio that confirmed it is good who like them, and two people who have confirmed they do not like them, so they do not like the Bloody Mary mix.
Perfect. I love it. I love the honesty.
Thanks for bringing me Bloody Mary mix, Jenna.
Yes. Make sure never to do it again.
Lindsay K says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer," with Jenna from Bud Distributing.